Welcome to the Data Strategy Show, 66 Questions, Data Leaders Unplugged. On today's episode, I'm delighted to have two people with me, and it's Jesper Hegarty-Didden and Divya Selva-Prabhu. It was great to speak to both of them, and Jesper is the Director of Digital and Data at Leeds University Union, and Divya Selva-Prabhu is Data Analytics Coordinator. Now, obviously, this is the first time we've had two people on, and each take 33 questions. So what a wonderful and novel approach that both decided to go on today. So I hope you really enjoy today's episode. It is slightly different from all the others. Two people, and we've split the questions into 33. So very interesting, both coming from very different perspectives. Jasper's had a long history in the digital and data profession. Divya is very new to this, but very committed and dedicated, and is also in the Women in Data group. So I've got to say, I really enjoyed this episode, listening to both of them, understanding who they are, where they come from, and what's happening at Leeds University Union as well, and how they're looking to build an incredible service and community at Leeds University Union. So, with that said, I please hope that you will share, like, and comment on today's episode. And equally, as always, the two of them are data leaders in their own right. And here's their story. Jesper Hegarty-Didden and Divya Prabhu, welcome to the Data Strategy Show. I'm so excited to have both of you on because this is the first time that we're actually going to do a sort of tag team. And we're going to do 33 questions each. So very novel, very novel. How are you both doing?
Really well. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Thank you.
Great, great. Okay, well, look, we're going to go straight into it. And first question to you, Jesper. What's your wake-up ritual?
My wake-up ritual tends to be get out of bed as late as possible. I'm a bit of a night owl, so I tend to have a quick shower and then either getting my motorbike gear to motorbike to work or get in the car.
So. Nice. Motorbike sounds good. Divya, what would you say is your biggest strength?
My biggest strength would be storytelling.
Okay.
I can communicate in an efficient way as well as in a creative manner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, very good. Jesper, what's the biggest learning experience you've had?
I think the biggest learning experience was the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I think as a senior leader, I had to sort of really evolve from not just thinking about the sort of staff and their careers and, you know, what we were trying to achieve in the organization, but, you know, how that I could support them through what was, you know, like an existential challenge to everyone. Mm-hmm. So that was the biggest. Thinking of people beyond that organizational barrier as what's my impact on their lives, I suppose.
Sure. Yeah, that was a big issue in the pandemic. Absolutely. Divya, are there any hobbies that you will never give up?
I have like two hobbies. Like I love dancing at the same time.
Great.
I love art. So uh-huh. I think both are like very artistic in nature and yes. I will never give up both of these.
And what's your favorite dance?
It's a very traditional form of dance. It's called Kuttu.
Uh-huh.
Back in India. So I love dancing.
Wonderful, wonderful. And any medium in art that you like to do? Any particular style?
Right now I'm, you know, venturing into digital arts
using
Procreate.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. So I'm learning how to do illustrations and everything.
Wonderful. Fantastic. I ask because my daughter loves her art and she sketches all her on her notepad all day, and it's not when she's at school, but she's very good at it. So I look forward to seeing some of your drawings. Jesper, what makes you angry?
I think it's sort of when you're in those situations where you know that you need to change or we need to create change, but actually there's a frustration of, you know, people are reluctant to change, but, you know, I find it frustrating sometimes when I can see where we need to go as an organization or, you know, in projects. And actually there's a resistance, which isn't a sort of a good resistance. It's just we don't want to engage with this, and that's what I find most frustrating, I think.
Great. Divya, what's your first memory of life? Do you have one?
That's a very tough question, to be honest.
Tough question. Okay.
Well, bear in mind, Divya's a bit younger than I am. So what?
That doesn't matter.
I suppose you could be closer to it, I guess.
There's nothing about age here, is there? It's, yeah, you know.
I think I still embrace my childhood days, so I think that would be.
Right. Jasper, maybe you have a first memory of life.
Yeah, I was thinking that. So, as a kid, I used to like building things. And I have this memory of like carrying, my parents lived in this house in London, which was Victorian. And they had like really, really long floorboards. And I remember some of them were left over from a renovation. And I remember as a 7 year old carrying these giant floorboards and making these sort of camps in the back garden. And when I think back to how small I was compared to those floorboards, I'm like, well, yeah. that was all. A weights regime, basically. Yes. But that's one of my earliest memories.
Awesome. Divya, what are you most excited about these days?
I think just waking up and coming to work. I'm in my first job right now, and you know that really excites me a lot. You know, coming here and then facing new challenges every single day. That excites me the most.
Brilliant. I can cast my back to that feeling. Absolutely. Jasper, what's the best compliment you've ever received?
I think the best compliment is we have a Shining Stars award program at work. And actually, some of the staff that I supported through the pandemic, they nominated me for one of these awards for the support that I'd given them. And, you know, it was quite rare for people on the senior leadership team to be nominated for these awards. So that was really touching that they felt that I'd helped them enough that they would put that forward.
Fantastic. Divya, what is a cause that is important to you?
I think being supportive of each other and respecting each other's opinion matters the most. That is something I live by.
Fantastic. Jasper, what makes you smile the most?
I think it's the work, certainly. It's the passion around watching people develop and, you know, excel in their work and excel in their careers, and feeling that I've been part of that, and I've helped them achieve that.
Brilliant.
So, outside work, I'm quite an optimistic person, so I tend to look for a lot of the magic in lots of things.
Wonderful. It's a good way to live life, actually. It's just similar to me. Divya, you know, you've talked about your dance and your art, but is there a secret talent that you have that nobody knows about?
Secret talent? This can be like, I think this can be caught in a bad manner, but I can talk a lot.
You can talk a lot.
Yeah. In a ridiculous amount of way, actually. I can talk a lot.
Okay, well, that's certainly a talent. Yeah. Whether it's a secret talent, perhaps you'll have to ask other people about that.
Yeah.
Jasper, if you weren't doing what you're doing now, what would you be doing?
So when I was younger, I was more into art. I was born in London, and sort of my sort of primary school were in the 80s. So I think I'd be a graffiti artist.
Oh, fantastic.
All that sort of like, you know, that hip hop, the Beastie Boys, and, you know, I think in another world, I'm drawing my name on bridges, but that, you know, I went down a different path.
Brilliant. I like that. Divya, what are the three things that you can't live without in life?
Definitely my family, and as a Gen Z, definitely my phone, and obviously food and basic essential things.
Wonderful. Jasper, what fictional character would you want to be?
Again, probably representing my upbringing, James Bond. I aspire to be that. And a random thing is, I did apply to MI5 when I was I switched from being like a developer to wanting to do something different. I did apply to MI5, but I very quickly realized that it wasn't going to involve sports cars. It wasn't going to involve cocktails and gambling. And I would be stuck in the basement listening to telephone calls. So, a pivot into digital agencies was much more,
it was more glamorous than
the basement. A bit more glamorous than MI5.
Absolutely. Well, you know, they do make me laugh when you watch the 007 movies, because it's absolutely far, far, far away from what the reality really is.
No, and the fact that I'm telling you this on a podcast probably indicates my unsuitability to be in MI5 anyway. So,
yeah. Absolutely. Divya, what's the last show that you binge watched?
Oh, I've actually been watching Extraordinary Attorney of Pooh.
You'll have to speak a bit louder.
I'm currently binge watching Extraordinary Attorney Woo. Mm-hmm. So it's a Korean based show, and the actress is a lawyer and she's autistic. Mm-hmm. So it's around the kind of challenges that she faces and the policies that the law firm can bring in for an autistic person.
Oh wow, interesting. Jasper, what's the most adventurous thing you've done in your life?
So I took up a lot of adventurous sports when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And so so I did a paragliding course.
Okay.
I bought a secondhand paraglider. Mm-hmm. And then I was doing a ski season in Switzerland in a career break. And I'd run out of money to buy any more training. But I had the basics. I had a paraglider. And there's a thing with paragliding called an alpine launch where you literally just run off the hill. I just ran off the hill and then flew solo for the first time without anybody supporting me on the radio.
Wow. And
I think that, you know, there are a lot of people that probably wouldn't, because it wasn't so much a leap as a run off, but that was quite adventurous.
How does that feel the first moment you actually do that?
Actually, the first part is just sort of adrenaline, but actually the so with paragliding, if you can catch thermal activity, you can sort of do what birds do. You soar up, and hitting cloud base, which is about 10,000 feet. Yeah. That was an amazing. I remember that being an amazing feeling. Going
incredible.
I've got really high. And I can see all the mountains, and then obviously then you start to think about coming down again.
Of course, Divya, how would you define yourself in three words?
I'm compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very curious.
Very good. That's perfect for your first job. Jasper, what's the biggest surprise you've had this year?
I suppose so. I've had a digital transformation responsibility for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And a dedicated data transformation responsibility for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like, you know, you have these worlds that you operate in, but because of that new responsibility and, I've also just been finishing off a 2-year part-time master's where my dissertation was on data strategy. And so the responsibility, the course, and obviously wanting to set up a data team at Leeds University Union, it's sort of like I peeled open and a whole new world emerged. This whole data transformation, data strategy world, which is vast and requires a huge amount of personal learning. So I guess that's the biggest surprise was, imagining that there's this whole new world that, you know, I've got to get to grips with and I've got to, you know, apply my leadership strategies into.
Very, very, very good. I think it's always quite daunting because doing the PhD and moving into academia and then
a master's. I don't want to overstate it.
But still, going from that sort of commercial world into an academic side of life is very different in terms of the change and the attitudes. And I think the way that the dynamics and organizational feeling is. So it must be hugely different to where you were before.
Yeah, and I think the sort of, I mean, the beauty actually of the doing the master's dissertation was interviewing senior people in the data world.
Yes.
They were willing to give up their time. And it's essentially a huge amount of free consultancy.
Yes.
and also, advice to going, right, if you're going to take your organization on a data journey, here's what you should do. And I feel completely, it's a reflection on the data community that people were willing to give that amount of time to help myself and also our organization out.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think the community at large is extremely just generous in that sense and really good at corralling each other. Divya, I know you're into storytelling. Is there anything else that is currently inspiring you in the data world right now?
I think the amount of value and change data can bring into an organization is something that I'm more excited about. And working in LU right now has I've been able to evidently see that, and I think I'm looking forward to bring in that change and be a part of that change as well.
Fantastic. Jasper, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Listen. So my wife gives this piece of advice fairly regularly, but yeah, it's to try and listen more.
Makes sense.
And not talk. I share Divya's challenge of talking a lot. So
your wife gave you that challenge then, did she? Listen more.
Well, no, not just my wife, other people as well. But no. I was thinking,
is that biased?
there's a great graphic I downloaded during the pandemic, which was talking about active listening. And making an effort not just to sort of listen to respond or but to really sort of hear what the person's saying and try and have that deep conversation. And it was useful during the pandemic, so I had it printed out next to my monitor, so there was a visual cue just to go, am I dominating this conversation, am I making sure that people people are all contributing? And from a data perspective, if you talk too much, then you're cutting out all the data points from all the from all the other perspectives, all the other people. So listening definitely.
Yes. No, I totally agree. Divya, what makes you feel accomplished?
I think taking off my daily objectives is something that brings a smile on my face. And I'm more of a person who's in the present. So I think doing my daily task is something that will make me feel accomplished.
Yeah, it's very good. Having that task list and making your way through is huge, especially I think when you're in your first role and just starting your career. I think it's important to get some sort of focus, but equally you need to have a little bit of fun with that as well and experience. But I'm sure you will. Jasper, what three words describe living in the UK?
I would say challenging. I would say negative. I think there's a lot of negativity around.
Yeah.
And also, I would say there's always hope, though.
Right.
I think as a country, we're always quite hopeful that things will get back better. But it does seem really quite challenging and negative. And I think that seems to be in all parts of life at the moment. So.
Yeah. And there was me thinking, hopefully, the optimist will come out in him, and it did at the end.
Oh, it did.
So, Divya, I know you like dance, but what kind of what's heavily played on your music playlist right now?
I'm from Tamil Nadu, and I listen to a lot of Tamil songs actually.
Okay. Any favorites?
There's this music director called Anirudh, so I play a lot of his songs.
Okay. And are they more modern or are they classical songs or?
Oh, mix of both.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool. Jasper, what three things that are at the top of your bucket list?
So losing a bit of weight. and also the second one is connected with the first one, which is that, I mentioned I tried lots of adventurous sports. So I did skydiving for a while, but then I bought a house and that took all my money. And so I'd like to get back into that, but that requires losing a bit of weight. So the first two are aligned. Mm-hmm. And then the third one, I think, is to travel a bit more, you know, now it's opening up a bit after the pandemic.
Yeah, I agree with you. Divya, do you have a guilty pleasure?
Of course.
Are you going to say it or not?
It's okay.
Like,
it's
just
simple.
Sorry, I can't hear you, Divya.
I can stay in my house all day and watch
Okay.
any genre of movies.
That makes sense. That's quite a nice thing to do, especially when it's raining. Jasper, tell me, what book did you most recently finish?
So I've been reading the Richard Osborne's Thursday Murder Club.
Oh yes,
and they're really good. It's sort of like, it's a great way to relax at the end of the day. Is, you know, like read a book, and I really would recommend those to anybody who wants to just like a bit of a break.
Switch
from reality.
Off. Yeah. Yes, I am actually going through the first one at the moment. I've got it on my shelf. I'm looking at it right now. So yeah. I'm almost done, I think. Probably about 40 pages left.
No, they're good. They'll be made into a TV series at some point. I can't see them not being.
I'm just going to stick with Jasper for a moment. Jasper, if you could go back in time, what would you tell your 16-year-old self?
So I probably wouldn't tell my 16-year-old self anything, because I'm a firm believer that you are the sum total of all your previous experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the negative impact, I mean, this might have been watching Back to the Future and thinking about time traveling films too much, but like I think if you there's certainly been some positive and negative experiences in my life, and actually all of them are sort of fed into what I am now. And I think if you could time travel, you potentially then time travel back and go, do you know what? I'm not as nice as I am, or there's some change that I've accidentally made. So, it might just be I've watched too much time traveling sci-fi. Yeah.
Divya, if you could switch lives with one person for a day, who would it be?
I think right now it would be like Bill Gates or any CEO. I love working in a fast-paced environment, and I would like to work as a CEO for a day.
Right. And so Bill Gates would be your would be the prime suspect to be in his shoes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Jasper, what's the one thing you've always wanted to try?
That's a tricky one, because I think I've tried a lot of things, to say lots of different sports and lots of things. I'm struggling to think, because I tend to be quite action driven. If I go, I would like to try that, I probably do.
Yeah, I'll do it.
So okay. So yeah, I'm really struggling to think.
That's
one,
fine. Actually. That's fine. Divya, if you had to change something in the world right now, what would it be?
I think people can be a lot more kind to each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And be supportive in testing times.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. Jasper, if you could resurrect one person from history and put them in the world today, who would it be?
Well, glossing over my time travel, warnings there. I would like to understand the Roman Empire, what it was like in those sort of ancient civilizations. So, Plato, or a great philosopher like that from the Roman period. I think you just to sort of try and uncover what was life like there, and what all that sort of, some of the knowledge has been lost from that period. Yes. I mean, what was it like? So
yeah, absolutely. Divya, if you weren't living in the UK, where would you be living?
Obviously in India.
Yeah.
But,
back home, in your
back home.
Yeah, in the city you grew up in.
Yeah.
And that's in Tamil Nadu, right? So that's in South India.
Yeah, that's part of South India.
Uh-huh. Fantastic. What do you like about it more than the UK? Tell me.
Obviously the people.
Yeah.
I think there they are way more like kind and, you know,
okay,
there's a sort of there's a sort of like, you know, since I grew up there, it's kind of like a family, homely feeling that I get from them. I miss that a little bit here,
yes,
and the culture, to be honest.
Agreed. Jasper, if you could offer one piece of advice to upcoming data leaders, what would it be?
I'd echo one of Divya's earliest points, which is around being curious. So like, I think if you're curious, then you always want to know, right, well, why is that thing happening in the organization? What's the data that sits behind it? Or what are our challenges? What the data that will help, that help combat that? So yeah, it's, you know, or learning new technology. How can we apply that new technology? So it's, yeah, if you're constantly curious, I think that's the skill that I would recommend.
Fantastic. Divya, what's one city you've always dreamed of traveling to?
New York. Especially during New Year's.
Oh, New Year's.
Yeah.
To see the ball drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a lot of fun.
I know it seems like very Hollywood kind of thing, but that's one of my dreams.
No, it's a great city. It's a fantastic city as well. So much to do.
Yeah.
I find New York is probably I haven't experienced Tokyo yet, but it's one of the cities that really doesn't sleep. Unlike London, London does sleep, and it does kind of shut down. But truly 24 hours, you just have something to do at all times. And it's quite amazing. So, hopefully when you get there, you can tell me how you experienced it.
Sure, definitely.
Jasper, where was the best vacation you've ever taken?
Corsica. So Corsica is one of the islands in the Mediterranean, but so that travel break I referred to earlier, I was trying to do a mountaineering route across its mountain range, and there was a load
What's
of
the name of the mountain range?
It's a trekking route called a GR20, so Grand Randonnée Van. So like it's a big walking route. You do it in about 2 weeks.
Oh wow!
And at that time there was loads of unseasonal snowfall, so in the morning I was like mountaineering, axes, crampons, helmet, up to my waist in snow, and then in the evening when I'd come down and sort of finished that section, I was on a beach with a beer, I was like, well, that to me, you know, that those extremes of experience in one day, from morning snow covered in ice to drinking a beer on a beach, an amazing and it's a lovely sort of mountainous it's a mixture of all lots of different things, and I think I quite like that.
Sounds idyllic. Divya, what is the best lesson your parents have ever taught you?
Obviously to make better investing choices.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing would be to believe more in myself.
Mm-hmm.
These two are like, they keep telling me every single day.
Yes, and they're absolutely right, I think.
Yeah.
So wonderful advice. Jasper, what's your favorite food?
Chorizo.
Nice. Divya, do you have a favorite podcast?
It's based in Tamil. Like, I listen to a podcast called Time Pass with Das. So this person reflects and, reflects his life decisions and then talks about it. And it's a very feel-good podcast.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Jasper, how do you relax?
So when doing a sort of part-time master's outside work, I feel like, and also like helping our organization, sort of come back from the pandemic, I feel like I haven't really relaxed much for about, like a year and a half. But I'm sort of rediscovering relaxation because, I had to work a lot of evenings and weekends. During the pandemic, I found that I liked making things out of wood. So, for example, our Christmas tree this year, from a sustainability perspective, is a wooden Christmas tree that I've made out of bits of a beech tree that a neighbour had. And so a bit of getting back more into that, but also, relaxing with my wife, the cat and the wood burner and a bit of TV.
Very nice. Divya, what's a movie that made you cry?
So I watched this recent movie. It's about abuse and harassment and how women, are trying to, make things, understand like what are all the challenges that women mm-hmm. are facing. So mm-hmm. that did not made me cry, but it made me move about, think about a lot of things, like how on a daily basis we are facing. And I had a lot of conversation with my friend as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jasper, who would you say is your biggest inspiration?
I would say my sister. You know, like, so my sister is a professional yachtswoman.
Oh wow!
A couple of years ago, she rowed from the US to Hawaii.
Over
90 days, and it was basically a new world record.
That's incredible. And like,
exactly. Yeah. And I think when we were younger, my friends used to think I was quite cool because I did a lot of adventure sports. And they've been very clear, going, "You're not the coolest one anymore, Jasper."
Yeah.
Far cooler. And you know, I'm genuinely inspired by what she achieves and what she does. So.
Wow, that's incredible to do that single handedly. I don't know what that water is like, but I'm assuming it must have been quite.
Yes, so that part of the Pacific is, so I mean, she'd already rowed across the Atlantic with somebody she met a week before, which gives you an idea of the challenge that she's prepared to take on.
Yeah.
So that's you get very big seas in that period. So
incredible.
That stretch of water.
Incredible. Divya, do you have a favorite band?
Not really.
No? Jasper, is there a data trend that you would like to see disappear?
I think there's a lot of jargon, and like I think the sort of if I reflect on the sort of digital transformation I've led, or the teams mm-hmm. I've led, or the structures, mm-hmm. you know, when things are simpler, you get much more effective communication, you get much more effective delivery, and you get better outcomes. And I feel that the data strategy world has become quite complicated, with a lot of jargon describing. Yep. Sort of similar concepts, similar mm-hmm. sort of practices, mm-hmm. and actually an effort to make it simpler,
yes.
and would enable not only people in the industry to sort of communicate better, but also, like, you know, if you're trying to describe an investment case to a business leader, if you fill it full of jargon, they're going to go, I don't understand this, and a certain percentage will go, well, I'm not going to fund things I don't understand. So mm-hmm. it feels like greater simplicity could be the thing that we should all aspire to.
Yep. Agreed. Divya, what's a superpower you wish you had?
To be invisible.
Ah, okay. What, creep up on people and listen to what they're doing?
That would be dangerous.
Just listen in. Be in the background.
I could just travel all day long.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, just get on planes. That would be quite interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Jasper, what's something you don't want to be doing in 10 years' time?
I think I would not like to work full time. I think, the pandemic has really shown that, you know, times can be challenging. And I think, spending more time with my wife, more time with our families, I think that mm-hmm. would be an aspiration. And, you know, that if we don't work 5 days a week, that would probably be easier.
Yeah. Divya, I know you've just started your career, but what's a skill that you're currently working on mastering?
So I think I'm currently working on my data skills, as to mm-hmm. How I can handle data and how I can capture data, as well as mm-hmm. how I can derive insights out of it. I'm learning, like, with multiple projects, I'm learning my way. Mm. But I think there's also, I'm trying to master Python as well.
Okay. Yep. Okay, good. Tell me something, actually, Divya, because you just started your career, and, you know, storytelling, analysis and insights, and, you know, doing that whole data analysis piece. What's the hardest thing what has been the hardest thing for you getting into it? Or what advice would you give to somebody who's thinking about starting in a career as a data analyst?
I think they shouldn't think too much, as to there are multiple options, like, mm-hmm. just go with the flow, and then understand, like, what your strengths are For me, I think I've always been good at maths. So I started with the statistics and then came back to data analysis. And then I'm going backwards in terms of data cleaning and everything. So play with your own strengths, try to leverage that. And yeah,
that good advice. Good advice for any data analysts out there. Fantastic. Jasper, which movie makes you laugh the hardest?
Well, it's sort of only the first time, but Deadpool. So I'm not a huge Marvel fan, but but you know, it was the first time there was a genuinely different Marvel film with a sort of sarcastic dark humor. And I remember that just being, and then like Deadpool 2, I didn't laugh as much because a lot of the surprise and the jokes
had already been done.
Yeah, Deadpool was perhaps the one I agree with you
there. Somebody does actually tell me, I mean, obviously with the Monty Pythons and stuff like that, but Deadpool was a very different, definitely a different Marvel movie. Divya, casting, you know, you've just come out of school, you've just come out of university, but if you could teach one subject in school, what would it be?
Maths.
Yeah. That's... Well, you said you love it.
Yeah.
And where would you do that? Would you teach that to juniors or seniors or in college or university?
I think for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Even kids, like I'm very good with kids. I can communicate with them very easily. So I think, and anyone.
Great. Well, you've got plenty of time to become a mathematician. Jasper, what three words best describe your leadership style?
I would say empowering. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously trying to, you know, coach and mentor the staff. I would say sort of available for technical support, if you like. So so obviously I really encourage my staff to to create, you know, to try and solve problems by themselves. But I think that if you have no guardrails and no support, then that's, you know, that's not that's not a good situation. So, you know, like helping create those frameworks for problem resolution. And then the third one, I think I would probably say I try to inspire. You know, I try to say, look, this is what we could achieve. Even if that seems like quite a tricky goal. I think Divya is probably at the extreme end of this, because we're setting up a data function.
Yes.
And arguably we don't know what it will look like yet. And so it's sort of like, I need you to go on this journey. We don't quite know what the journey is going to be, but you're going to be part of working with me to shape the journey, which is, you know, a testament to her that she was going, I'm up for that. You know,
well, it's a learning, it's
possibly
a learning
challenging mission, you know?
Yeah. It's a learning curve for both of you, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. And I must say, Divya, it's probably going to be a very good experience seeing this grow from you know, zero to wherever it's going. So with all the ins and outs and, you know, obstacles that will happen. But it's really great learning, actually. I'm just thinking about it. If I was, lucky to be in that position when I first started my career. Saying that, Divya, your first career, but how do you handle pressure in your career?
I think writing down things and, you know, trying to do one step at a time, like one step at a time works like magic for me. Mm-hmm. Not this is something that my mom keeps telling me, like, don't keep working on multiple things at the same time. Although it's good to be a multitasker, like prioritize things, and you know, it's important that I don't do everything like all at once. Especially if you're analyzing data, you need to be very concentrated and focused. So I think I try to manage things around that.
Absolutely agree. Great way to handle pressure. Absolutely. Jasper, what are currently your top three data challenges?
So, when I assessed our organization's data maturity, I think we're at a relatively low level of data maturity. Mm-hmm. So I think the first challenge is understanding like what data we hold already.
Yeah.
The second is sort of making it accessible. And then the third is creating that culture in the organization. You know, where we get people to really think about data and want to use that data and arguably create that pressure to, you know, to display it, to share it, to manage it better. So those would be the three.
Fantastic. Divya, this is going to be an interesting one. What's something you notice about someone when you first meet them?
Definitely their eye contact. And I'm someone who notices every single little minute details.
Okay.
As to how they are, you know, communicating with me, what sort of, you know, language they use.
Yep.
Very, very minute things.
That's very insightful, actually.
Yeah, they add a lot of detail to
who you are
as a person.
Mm-hmm. Jasper, what's something that you still like to learn?
Again, I think that's a huge list. Like, I think I sound a bit like a politician, I suppose. I don't know what I don't know.
And I think it's
maintaining that openness to accept you don't have all the answers. Because if you become a closed book, to be jargonistic about it, if you don't have a growth mindset, then you're going to limit yourself in what you do at work, but also, you know, in life generally. In life,
yeah, absolutely. Now, my final question I'm going to ask you both. I'm going to go with Divya first. Divya, what would you like to be remembered for?
I'd like to be remembered for my kindness
and
the smile I own.
Mm-hmm.
How I can just walk into a room and make people smile or, you know, feel good about themselves.
Great. And Jasper?
I think it's that I helped as many people as I could. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that's perhaps, like, certainly career-wise, you know, like how can I help more and more people to, you know, to develop their careers, to, you know, to be the directors of digital and directors of data in the future. So
Fantastic. Well, look, I think this has been brilliant, having this tag team effect between the two of you. Thank you so much for coming onto the show. And I'm just pleased it went well. How did you find it?
Thanks for having me. Well, Divya, you go first. How did you find it?
It was interesting. I've always wanted to delve into podcast as a digital space. And thank you for giving us this opportunity.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Right. Well, thank you so much again. And great session. Take care.
You too.
See you.
Bye. You know, man.